T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Henry Lake, not happy at all. And, you know, rightly so. The Wolves fans and people who support the Wolves, not happy that Anthony Edwards not on that list of NBA All-Star reserves. And when you look at his stats and when you look at what he's been able to do, as play as well as he has this month, in January, in December, and to not make the cut is such a slap in the face. He doesn't seem to mind, though. He has a great attitude about it. He tweeted out on his account a picture of his really cute dog, and he said, "Unbothered, as long as we make the playoffs, me and Pops, good." I love his attitude. We are still working to, we've got him. Joining us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is Henry Lake. Good morning, Henry. I know you were not happy yesterday. Where's the love?
I don't get it. I don't understand it. And I think that my number one gripe about NBA All-Star games are guys that get opportunities to or they get nominated. Because for the most part, everybody that's in the game, they deserve to be in the game, right? And we're talking about the names that came through yesterday were those that coaches felt should be on the squad. So I get that. But the problem that I have is individuals that end up in the game that have missed so many games. Jaren Jackson Jr. has only played, 35 games this year? Like, what are we talking about? We're talking about Anthony Edwards has not missed a game. He's played through the hip thing and the crashing to the ground in Milwaukee. Like, he doesn't miss any time. Jaren Jackson Jr., specifically, that's who I want to talk about. He's missed so much time. And even yesterday, when they had the cameras on Memphis, because Memphis was playing Cleveland for one of the highlighted games on NBA on TNT, he missed that game. He didn't even play last night, you know? And they're talking about him making it. I just don't understand it. I don't get it. It bothers me. I think that's the number one thing that bothers me. And so the other name I thought that was kind of interesting that is on the team is Paul George, who's missed games too, load management. And I think that Paul George, we all know he's a star player, but I think it's more of a name recognition thing with Paul George making it this year as opposed to in previous years. So that's the problem that I have with this year's All-Star Game snub of Anthony Edwards. I also thought De'Aaron Fox from Sacramento, I thought he should have been a part of it too.
I got to ask you, you talk to a lot of athletes and stuff. Does it really get to them when they don't make these All-Star games? Or, you know, I'm looking at, the NHL's on the All-Star break right now, and the Wild players are on some fabulous boat with their wives and significant others enjoying sunshine. Do some of them kind of just enjoy the break and say whatever about the All-Star game?
Yeah, I think it's just dependent on. I think it's a case by case basis. It's dependent on the individual that you're talking to. I think that some individuals get motivated and they truly do hate that they didn't make an All-Star game. And I think that some are like, well, you know, I'll try to rest up. I don't, and you never truly know. Like, what are you really getting from them? Are you getting the truth at the end of the day? I would think that you're going to be able to, at least for the most part, most athletes, specifically NBA players, are going to be upset or frustrated by not making all. Because we're talking about contract situations. We're talking about guys making money. Because, you know, with these contracts, if you're making like all NBA, you know, first team or whatever, or all NBA team, you get the ability to make certain extensions, supermaxes and stuff like that. And so I just for me, I would think that the majority of them that are gamers, that love the sport, that are competitors, they want to make the game.
I suppose. But then you've got Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen, who said, yeah, I don't really want to deal with that. I'm going to go to Pebble Beach. And so he's on a golf course right now.
Yeah, football's different, though. That game, guys don't – I mean, because that's the most brutal sport of all the sports. And they actually play it the weekend before the Super Bowl. So I think that there's an agitation for players like a Josh Allen. Josh Allen wants to play in the Super Bowl. Like, he lost to Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals at home. So for him and many other football players, I think that that's a unique situation in the National Football League.
What do you think about this flag football thing, though? Do you even care?
The what?
Flag football coming up on Sunday, the Pro Bowl.
Oh, I don't pay attention to flag football.
Yeah.
Is it like an NFL related thing?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah. So they'll be playing this flag football on Sunday. Let's see.
Yeah,
it starts.
I've paid no attention to.
Okay.
But it's probably. What I'm assuming is probably something that's a part of the Pro Bowl stuff.
Yes, correct.
But how do they play it on Sunday? In the game Sunday?
Well, isn't that what it is? It's a series of competitions. So today starts the skills competitions. And then
because everything's the skills competition, because that last night was the whole Derek Carr and the football throw and all of that stuff. Yeah, I mean, this is all new ground and new territory, because it used to be an actual game and all that stuff. I was on the air last night. I saw the clip of, and I didn't have the sound on, but it sounds like it, but it went viral. Derek Carr, who's not going to be the quarterback for the Las Vegas Raiders anymore, made fun of the skills competition thing. This is not something that I'm going to be necessarily paying attention to. I think that a lot of people didn't pay attention to the NFL Pro Bowl the last few years, because they're not hitting and being as aggressive, which they shouldn't be. It's an all-star game that's football related, right? And I used to watch many years ago when they played like the beach football stuff, and then Robert Edwards from the New England Patriots ended up getting injured, torn ACL, and he was out, and that impacted his career. So, but no, I would not be watching. your question, I'll be at the Wolves on Sunday watching them face the Denver Nuggets.
Good deal. Good to talk to you, Henry. Have a great weekend.
Okay, take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.